Matt Busey doesn't usually wear a coat and tie like most real estate developers. In the winter, he does wear a woolen hat shaped just like the head of Bert, the curmudgeonly Sesame Street character, and he keeps the comical headgear on as he checks on the chilly, vacant Legion Hall. It's only a few blocks away from two other properties he's redeveloped in his trademark modernist way. The Dreamland and Tip Top buildings house a popular cafe, offices, art studios, wellness services, and retail outlets for crafts and antiques. Busey, an art director for films, says he fell into development to make space for his own creative output, not to build a monopoly-like empire.
No, I'm an accidental developer. I ended up doing this just because I wanted a space to work in, and it, you know, one thing led to another. I ended up buying a building. You know, I didn't know anything about development, and I just plodded along and did it as cheaply and as directly toward my goal, which was to create, you know, creative space as possible.
Now he wants to provide affordable apartments for the many creative young people trying to move into an area where rentals are scarce and often expensive.
I've thought for a long time that White River Junction has needed more apartments, especially small affordable apartments. And so that's the track we're pursuing for the upstairs.
And he means small, like 9 by 25 feet, renting for maybe $700 a month. Some might be short term. Bathrooms and kitchens, he says, will be well-designed and stylish, but simple. On street level, as required by Hartford's zoning plan, there would be commercial space, and tenants could possibly share some common areas, maybe even receptionists. It's all part of Busey's aim to bring to South Main Street the kind of revitalization he's already sparked farther north.
You know, this building is big enough and can have a big enough impact to actually bring the whole town a little further down South Main Street. People tend to look down here and not come here because it looks a little scary, I think.
Right now, the area does look a little down and out. In fact, Busey himself says he was once accosted unfairly by an overzealous police officer, assuming he was a vagrant. But he says in order to effect positive change in gritty places like White River Junction, you have to set forward a positive vision rather than being scared off by negative attitudes. That can-do spirit allies him to another up-and-coming town landmark, the Center for Cartoon Study. Co-founder and president Michelle Ollie says these apartments could help the school to grow because students need to have affordable spaces to live near where they spend long hours working on projects.
And then more importantly, I think like if it creates that sort of, you know, critical mass of our community and our campus. When we have that many students that are walking in the downtown core, it starts to support the local economy by bringing in that sort of consistent business.
Town planners and residents evidently agree. There has been little public opposition to Busey's revitalization projects. And if some parking issues can be resolved, he says the newest address is likely to be open for business and occupancy by next fall. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.